by changing it, we could change it. Right? From the beginning, up to 10 years ago, we thought that, okay, a spiritual Sahabashi is here maybe, and that's why it is alive, because we didn't know about the DNA. Now we know. Now I know, when I'm looking at the monkey, that more than 99% of me is in him, and from him is in me. This we know. And we know how you could manipulate it. Let's talk about the cyborg, these alien type of imaginative human beings. Is it so far? Which one of you is a natural human being without any additional instrument, some teeth, I don't know, pacemaker, I don't know, maybe you have some, something in your bone, which is stretching your bone to get a little bit longer. Yes, yes, there is. These are the beginning of what? This is the end of the time that the babies will come naturally. Now, the lady, I believe she's around 30 now. The first lady from the YouTube. Yeah. She's doing well. So, what's going to happen? A lot. We don't know even. We cannot even imagine what's going to happen. Because when we start, when we know a little bit better than now with this DNA, we know that we turn this one off and that one off, then the baby is not violent anymore. Don't you do it? Okay, you do it, then what will happen? A group, a minority will be there. Then what? We push them down, they are the best, they are the genius one. So we put them up, what will happen? And all of this changes. I'm in it. This is the space of me. My father was not living in this space. I am living, so I have to know this space, right? But how much could I know? I have to know that my knowledge is limited. I have to know there is another level. Wherever I am, there is another better level to understand this. Then we arrive to the last paragraph. Last paragraph is exactly this point, that what do you see? How do you see? You're looking at this stuff. What do you see? One could see furniture. One could see an uncomfortable chair. One could see waste of money. One could sit down. One could. This is stuff, one stuff, but it's so many different stuff. Which one is it? Could you see it all? No. Look at that girl. Looking at this, she will see something that she could put and climb up to reach for something. And that's correct, isn't it? So, what is what? This is the last paragraph. What is what? He will say, Gabriel, show yourself please to me. Please, say, impossible. What I am, you cannot see. It's impossible. Because Okay, and this I appeal to you as a fellow, a horse, something like that. That's the way I appeal to you, not the way I am. Even this mountain appears to you a mountain. Do you know that the mountains knows? Oh no. Let's go to your intelligence. You think that you know everything. The animal, they know limited, and the plants and the rest, they know nothing. Isn't this what, how you think about it? A piece of stone is thinking or not? A piece of stone is changing. Without knowing it, it knows that from this it should go to that. A piece of stone remembers 2 million years ago, because the memory of because the stone will not die. And these are all nonsenses. I was making it up. Because honestly, we don't know, right? And we cannot, but we could go further and understand better and better and better, right? To understand what? To understand me better and better. To understand that I am different stuff here. I'm not just one. There is an animal in here with all those tendencies, so on, so on. And there is a complicated philosopher here who is thinking about nonsenses even. So which one I am, and what shall I do with all of this? Let's hear it today. Yes. Start from the beginning of the paragraph, please.
Gabriel, on whom be peace, showed himself to Mustafa, God bless and save him, in his own shape, and how, when one of his 700 wings became visible, it covered the horizons, and the sun with all its radiance was veiled over. Mustafa said in the presence of Gabriel, "Even as thy shape is, O friend, show to me sensibly and visibly, that I may behold you as spectators." He replied, "Thou canst not and hast not the power to endure it. The sense is weak and frail. Twould be grievous for you."
Read that again, please.
He replied, "You cannot bear this and have not the power to endure it. The sense of sight is weak and frail. It would be grievous."
The sense of sight, why? Because the word is sense. And sense is the word that he repeated in 37:56. Go back 2 verses. He said, "Show it to me sensibly." Right? Here, Rumi will answer that the sense is not capable of, not sense of sight. Yes?
"Show thyself," said he, "that this body may perceive to what an extent the senses are frail and resourceless. Man's bodily senses are infirm, but he has a potent nature within. This body resembles flint and steel, but in quality it is a striker of fire."
You see what it is? He said, "Okay, you cannot see me." Here, now the prophet will explain something which is different from what he was talking about. Here he will say, let's talk about this Hess. Show me this stuff so this cadaver will understand the sensibility of senses. The human being has this sense which is not the best, but human being has some lovely attitude. when he talks that your senses are not enough, he brings in the attitude. Okay, the sense is no good, it's not big enough, but the human being has an attitude, yes?
Flint and steel are the birthplace where fire is brought into being.
Means I'm a human being like those gadgets in your hand, which has a piece of stone and wheel and a little bit petroleum, something like that. You do this, the lighter. He says, look at me like that. I'm the complicated one as well. I'm asking to see. And you said, okay, you're too complicated. I'm complicated too, because it's like that. My little pieces coming together will make the fire. Yeah?
Fire is born, domineering over both its parents. Fire, again, exercises sway over the bodily nature. It is dominant over the body and flaming. Yet again, there is in the body an Abraham-like flame whereby the tower of fire is subdued.
You see, step by step, we went from somewhere to somewhere else. Started with the lighter and the fire and Abraham. Let's go to that prophet who went through the flames. All of these meanings all together will make that complication. Yes?
In consequence, the all-accomplished prophet said symbolically, we are the hindmost and the foremost.
Yeah, this is something that it's like a proverb, and they say, آخرون السابقون, the last are the winners. Why? Because everything is growing, is building up. The last one is the winner. The past people are the losers because of this permanent improvement. Here, he will bring it in, Rumi, in the mouth of a prophet. Yes?
The material form of these twain is vanquished by an anvil. In quality, they are superior to the mine of iron ores.
All of this is to arrive to a conclusion. Remember this, please. If you're highlighting, highlight it, remember it. He says, therefore, man is in appearance a derivative of the world. And interestingly, the origin of the world, observe this, what was that? Another way of explaining what humanity is. But I don't know if it really carried, because first of all, he talks about surat and batin. Surat means face. Batin means inside, interior part. He says, if you're talking about the exterior expression or the face of the human being is just a little bit nonsense in the universe. But if you look inside the human being, you will see what? The principle of this existence. Why? Because this is like looking at the tree, and there are flowers and the fruit and all of that. Looking at it, looking at the fruit, what do you see? That fruit is the essence of this existence and growing up and all of that, right? So you could see the tree, you could see the water in the fruit, you could see the existence in the fruit, you could see the radiation of sun in the fruit, right? But the fruit is a tiny stuff. Apparently, it's not important, but mainly that's what it is. The fruit is all about the function, right? So, Remember, please. Yes,